Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey everybody, welcome to Both Mics.
Yeah, Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. That is Mike Sofka.
And that over there is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
Both Mics, yes we are. We are doing show number 158. Wow. Both Mics heard everywhere. You can hear our crappy podcast anywhere crappy podcasts are crapped.
Nice.
Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, iHeartRadio. Got that little Alexa thing? Say, Alexa, play Both Mics, and our sterling voices will come over the airwaves and soothe your day to whatever. All right. So, episode 158. What's happening, Mr. Sofka? How's things?
Very good. Hey, go ahead and make sure you subscribe to wherever you're listening. Make sure you subscribe and click on notifications. Yes. Yes. The button.
Let us know. Also, go to BothMics.com. Check out our merch page. Check out our past episodes. We've been doing this for a while. As you can tell by our...
Yeah,
our
no way.
Massive, no. Excellent production. Yeah, check out episode one. Yeah. See where we came from. Like, Got pixelated, all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
So, we've come a long way.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything else. It's like a Musk thing, you know, Elon Musk thing. I'm sure the first calf out of the chute, things aren't always great, but unfortunately, we have to put it out there.
Yeah. Check out his first battery. See how good that is, huh?
See if you got to wait 4 years to get one for your Chevy Bolt.
Wow.
Buddy.
Unreal.
So you have a unique situation with the kids. Most people that are our age don't have the little kids, but you had little kids. Right. Now you have little kids again. So
yes.
Is there anything you learned the first time that you're using the second time around? Like, do you remember handling things a certain way and going, well, I won't do that way. I won't do that again.
With my older kids, it was kind of like the way I felt about things was, well, if they're not hurting someone else, themselves, or someone else's property, I'm pretty good with it. And it's probably not the best advice. You know, there's a little bit more to it. I'm definitely more cautious and more strategic in my day-to-day with them, you know. I think a big part of it is always telling them that you love them every day, you know. Like, I never heard my dad ever once say, Mike, I love you. You know, my dad was old school, you know, call it what it may, but, you know, we didn't get along very well. We got along, things were good. We've had our fights. We've actually had knockdown dragouts, you know, between each other. Most of my adolescent life, I wasn't very fond of him. He covered my ass a lot, especially, you know, when it came to like police and shit like that. But, you know, the difference, I'm probably more nervous and more worried about the boys now than I was about the other two. Granted, I'm 55, 56 now, and I was 20, yeah, when Michael was born, and 23 when Jessica was born. So it's completely different. You know, I'm more concerned about their well-being this time around than with the other two. Sorry, guys.
is that because the planet is becoming something different? Is it because of outside things, or is it just...
I don't think it has anything to do with that, even though it
is much different times.
It's different times, and like the amount of information that we are bombarded with is just exponential in comparison to what it was back in, you know, 87 and 90. But I don't think outside forces have done it. It might be of who my wife is at the time. Maybe I was projecting from my past, my first wife, how she was kind of like nonchalant about it too, where this time my wife now is very, calculating, not in a bad way, but strategic and calculating of how she handles the boys day to day. So I am too. I don't know. Maybe it's maturity level. Back in when I was 20, I was as good as a 10-year-old. I figured if I'm 10 years behind the curve, I'm 47 minute, mentally, so I'm far ahead than I was as a 10-year-old. So, yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah. It just so you've been to events of theirs, you've been to taking them places, sports and schooling or interactivity with other kids and so forth. Honest question here. I know it's gonna sound funny, but I have to ask it. Do people think you're dad or granddad?
I was at Wally Mart the other day with Nicholas returning something that was purchased incorrectly and talking to the guy in front of me. And of course he goes, "Yeah, something blah 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 about granddad." I'm like, "No." But yeah, we get the granddad, grandma thing weekly.
Really?
Weekly. Yep. And I get a kick out of telling people, yeah, they got older brothers who are 35 and 31. Oh, what do you
There you go. See, now you definitely have a story. You see, you that's a great icebreaker right there.
yeah. Oh, and then to explain the whole, demographic of that we dated in college in 1985, and after 1 year I went back home to New Jersey, didn't finish college, where she stayed in Texas, and then 25 years later, by the power of the internet, I found her in Afghanistan, of all places. So yeah. I
See,
don't even know if you know that story.
yeah, no, I know the story, and I remember you talking to me about the whole situation. I remember that. It was like in 07, right?
No, that was
06.
no, well, 06, 07 is when I was at your place for a bit. But the other stint of when I was at your place for a month, that was before I left for San Antonio. That was November of 2010. So yeah.
I just remember seeing here. That's your movie, dude. That's your
Yeah.
movie.
But and you know what's weird about it is when I know it's a movie. I know it's a movie. And I kind of wanna you ever see the movie Family Man, Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
I kind of want to do it to like that type of genre, that theme of the whole what if type of thing. And I kind of came up with a lot of the plot on my drive home from watching Clerks 3
There you go.
at Hard Rock Live. Because, the only way to stay awake at 1 o'clock in the morning after standing in line for Voodoo Donuts is to freaking, keep your mind busy. But yeah, something like that is a plot that I want to do. And dude, I have a specific computer just for writing scripts and shit. It's at the side of my desk, at the side of my bed, and I just can't get back into it. I gotta, this is too much
Start
going on.
small. Start small. Like, give yourself 5 minutes one day. Say, I got 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, and then expand that to where it gets bigger and bigger and becomes more habit forming. And say, if you could do that after 30 days, 90 days, whatever, it'll be
30
automatic.
days, yeah.
Yeah.
But and the thing is, I have this other script that's half done that I
Right.
want to do, and I kind of feel bad leaving that one in the lurch to take on the next one. But
Get them both
maybe if I
going. No,
just
get them both going, dude. Get them both going. You don't wait on one for the other.
I don't know if you've had the software before to write a script. It's actually you they outline it. You have to make an outline. And then you
Right.
have to make a storyline, and then you have to make a scene, the scenes for each storyline. So before you even write, fade in, you have to do all that stuff first. So that's kind of where that one's at, where I'll actually text messages to myself when I think of something.
No, that's the way to do it.
So I kind of have written down on my trip home that one night, I finally figured out how to make the leap back and forth and how to make it make sense in correlation to our relationship. So yeah, it's interesting. That's for sure. It's kind of cool how you can.
Will you let your kids star in your own movie?
Sure, why not?
Who plays you?
Does it have to be one of the boys that plays me?
No, well, I don't know. Oh, okay. Who's going to play you in the movie? Is it a professional actor? Is it one of your kids? Who is it?
I have not a clue, dude.
All right, who plays Brenda? I'll give you a pass there. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah, no, it's somewhere along the lines of like Kirsten Dunst. Who's the other one? The Legally Blonde girl, the girl from Legally Blonde. But yeah, these are all older actors, but it would have to be a new, like, younger actor that I have no idea who they are.
Right, yeah. Probably because they're not born yet.
Right. By the time I get this written.
Your children will have a better chance of living on Mars than seeing this movie done, is what you're saying.
Premiere on Mars. But yeah, it's really like the first thing that I've done. And you know, granted, it's a script that's not even complete, and it's something that, you know, the chance of it ever being made is one in a million. But it's so cool that, like, you take your thoughts and your ideas and you put it down into a story, and there's an actual story there. Like, it almost comes alive in your brain as you're writing it and making it. It's really cool.
I like it. I like it. I'm anxious. Yeah. I'm anxious to see more about this and hear about this. Now, here's the funny thing. Like, in the future, when you can buy this movie online digitally and own a digital copy, we'll be in the extras. This interview right here will be in the extras where you first started talking about
it. Episode 158. Let me write that down real quick. Yes, deleted scenes and extras.
Yes.
So. Yeah, but it's cool. It's cool. And what's funny is when I started writing it, I was with my ex. And when I worked at Animal Kingdom as a photographer, I met a guy who was there. And he used to own like a skateboard publication, like a skateboard magazine. And he sold it to like Peterson's or some big company. And he was just kind of like, he ran away and joined the circus. We were working at Disney, and I forgot about him. And we hung out all the time. Like, we had a Christmas party, and him and I were really dressed up. I was in a tux. He had a really nice suit on. And we went over to a different party at the resort at the Contemporary, where the vacation club was having their Christmas party.
Shrimp were larger, the drinks were freer.
Yes, yes. Did I tell you that story?
No, but I can tell.
Because the shrimp were like prawn. They were gigantic, and the drinks were free. And we hung out there the whole night. We would leave our party, go to their party, get a drink, and come back.
Yes.
I thought, you hit it right on the button. It's exactly what we did all night long. Yeah. And, like, that was the last time we saw each other. And, God, 6-7 years later, I'm laying in bed, and I start thinking about Tony Hawk for some reason, where I saw Tony Hawk in a commercial. And it reminded me of this guy, Chris.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, whatever happened to Chris? Like, he's got to be on Facebook. Got to be. So I go right to Facebook. I get out of bed. I go to Facebook. Boom, 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 boom. Chris Mitchell. Boom. There he is. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, hey, remember we worked at Disney together? I wrote a book about it. I'm like, get out of here. Nice. You're not allowed to. He goes, oh, it doesn't matter. He wrote a book about it. Cast Member Confidential.
I bought it. Okay.
Somewhere around here, I have a copy of it. And it inspired me. So maybe I need to find that damn freaking book and read it again. Actually, it's probably still packed. And we have a closet over there with about 10 boxes of books that we have not unpacked. So I'll bet you it's in there. But yeah, I should read that again. So
There you
on
go.
my end table is a book called It's a Jungle in There by Steve Schetchler. You know who that is. The guy who invented, made Rainforest Cafe.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a book. It's a Jungle in There. And it's kind of like probably a 125-page book about all the hustles he used to do and how Rainforest Cafe came about and how he had to basically, hustle to get the money and the funding to get that together, blah, blah, blah. So I read it once, and then I gave it to my son and wanted to read it again, so I bought another copy. And believe it or not, I opened it. I got this one off of Amazon, and I open it up, and the inside cover has a post-it note that says Nancy. And then on the other cover, it says, "To Nancy, blah, 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 blah. It's a jungle in there, Steve." It's an autographed copy from Steve to Nancy, which I guess she sold on Amazon, and I got that. But yeah, it's definitely a good book. I don't know if you do like the Kindle or Audible or anything like that, but Steve has a book out. What's his last name? Schetzler, Schutzler, Schetzler,
I don't know. You're asking me?
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you were the madman trainer.
Yeah, I don't know.
My training at the rainforest in New York. We sit down, trainer comes in, he goes, "Welcome to Rainforest Cafe. This will be the most flirtatious job you will ever have." First thing out of his mouth. So yeah, it was kind of weird, but incestual in the same time. But yeah, very very bizarre training for sure. And that
I
only
just
lasted 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, they're like, "You need to be a server." I'm like, "I've never waited tables in my life." So
right.
my first table waiting job was Rainforest Cafe,
Well, there
the
you
busiest restaurant in town.
go. Well, if you're gonna do it, you might as well do it at a place you're gonna make money at. I mean,
Right? Yeah,
why
I saved.
I feel bad for these mom and pop places that don't draw that, that still have to
Right.
have people working, but
I put away 18 grand in about a year and a half, and that was enough to basically pick up a family, sell a house in New York, and buy a new house in Florida. And we by the time everything was done and we closed on the house in Florida, we were short about $200. So in a span between September and December, we spent 18 grand on taxes on a house up north, deposits, paying all kinds of stuff, paying mortgage payments, paying rent, working our asses off. The move, renting a truck, packed it all ourselves, drove a 25-foot truck from New York to Florida, put it all in storage, paid for storage, lived at my mother-in-law's for 3 months, closed on a house, and then we were $200 short on the whole freaking ball of wax.
These are stories
Crazy.
that you need to pass down to your kids and stuff. So I'm glad you're able to document this here on show at least, so they can always go back. So write this one down for the kids, 158. No, it's good to have stories like that because a lot of people have stories like that. Like I've been going back through this ancestry.com stuff lately, and
Right.
I've been able to find stories just like that that are passed down or talked about and so forth because it's part of the history of your family. Well, that's important stuff,
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter was on Ancestry and she sent me some newspaper clippings about like my parents, their wedding announcement was in the newspaper. That was actually in Ancestry and she got a hold of it. Nick Piantanita, his obituary was in there and a bunch of other things. And come to find out that they were clipped by, and it had a username, and it was my Uncle Ted, who was my mom's brother. It comes out he passed away a few weeks ago. And not somebody I talked to. I haven't talked to him in probably close to 20 years. And, but yeah, it was kind of cool how, Ancestry has all these newspaper clippings of different things that happened in my family. So,
well, it's pretty cool.
In my spare time, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
My daughter did it, and she sent me over the screenshots of the stuff. I was like, oh, cool. I gotta check that out. Because Nick Piantini's daughter, youngest daughter, is our age. And she contacted me. She's like, hey, I'm trying to put a family tree together. Can you kind of take care of your part of the family and send it over? And we can, you know, we can kind of combine it. That was probably 5 years ago. Oops. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, in my spare time.
Well, you got a couple more leaves, a couple more branches on the tree in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So
there you go. Yeah.
And it kind of goes the other way.
You've been busy.
Yeah. I'm still trying to take down Christmas. I finally got everything taken down. It's in the bins. Now I got to go clean the garage so I can make room for it in the garage.
See,
three-car garage. I can barely.
Again, one of my million-dollar ideas. Don't take the lights down and shit. Just turn the color differently. It's Valentine's Day. Then after that, right, in February, turn them to green. You know, make them the LED type lights, and you just leave the lights on all the time.
I was actually thinking about getting that LED stuff, but in my spare time, I'll put it up.
They need to start putting this shit in houses when they're building it. Oh, for an extra $2,000, you can have this. Oh, okay, go ahead and do that. Why wouldn't you? At the time, you know what I mean? Under the awnings, it'll just roll out. Boom, lights. Somebody's going to take this idea and freaking roll with it, man.
Yeah.
Another $1 million.
It doesn't even need to roll out. It doesn't even need to roll out. It can just be on the soffit.
Under the soffit, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you don't have to take shit down. You don't have to risk injury in your old age climbing on a ladder and shit.
The house I grew up in, my grandfather built, and the gutters were wooden gutters. And my dad actually put two hooks on each side. You know, there was like a dormer in above the door. So like he had probably 16 feet on each side of the door, and he put hooks in it, and he took a 16-foot 2x4, put the lights on the 2x4, put hooks on the 2x4, clink, plug. And then he would take them off and put them in the basement. But yeah, I don't have wood gutters, and I'm not going to do that. I don't have any gutters on my house.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. So be it. Like I said, in my spare time, there's just too much shit to do. Can't get it done.
You got
to
get those gutters with the covers on them. The leaf.
Yeah.
Ones. Because you have trees and shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's February. You got to take care of the leaves in the backyard. We actually bought a raised garden bed. And I wanted to buy a bunch of them. And I'm like, you know what? Let's buy one. Because first of all, they're $150 for the kit. And then you got to buy the dirt. And it's 30 yards of dirt, or 30 square feet of dirt, some number like that. That's another $150 plus delivery. So I'm going to put it up in February, rake up the leaves, blow them, put them in there as a base, and put the dirt on top. So I might be able to get away with half the amount of dirt. And that way I could just buy bags. And we'll do one raised garden and see if we do good instead of buying three or four of them and wasting our time and money. So if it works out this year, we'll buy a couple more next year. We'll see. We'll see. This way it gets the boys outside more, get out there once a day, do a little weeding, get the garden hose out there, water it up, see how it turns out.
What are you going to grow?
Weed.
Nice.
You can grow a lot of weed.
I like it.
probably the usual, you know, green beans always grow. You can grow them anywhere. Probably some peppers, you know, nothing like corn or nothing like that. But we got pumpkin seeds from the pumpkin from this past Halloween. Some of that. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I got all. You ever tried growing a pineapple?
Yeah, we got quite a few pineapple plants.
like out in the backyard, or
No,
you have it in the house?
in the yard, they're in pots, but yeah, you take the top when you buy your pineapple at the store, you take the top and you just more or less plant
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
It we have 8 out in the backyard, like on the edge of the property. They just kind of clear away a lot of pine straw and bushes and stuff. Kind of boom, dig a little bit of a hole, put it down in there, pull some of the bottom leaves off the thing. And we have some that are literally like this big.
Right.
And they say it takes 18 months for a full cycle to grow a pineapple. But, you know, every month or so we get pineapple. When the price is right, we pick up a pineapple. And like I planted one, I think 2 days ago. We have another one on the counter that needs to be cut up. And then that one will go on there too. So we'll have 10 of them. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll grow, maybe they won't.
Mike, you're
they
becoming
made it
a
through the
prepper.
freeze. A doomsday prepper?
Yeah, you're a prepper. You're learning your kids how to farm it up and rely on themselves. And yeah, I like it. I like the new mic here in 2023.
Sure. Sure. I got my time machine. That's all I need.
What's going on at Bucky's? When was the last time you were at Bucky's? You're wearing a shirt.
This morning. Yeah, they have.
Do you wear the Bucky shirt when you go to Bucky's?
No. The only time I've worn this shirt twice before. I've had it for probably close to 2 years. When they first opened, I bought it. This is actually the Florida.
Ah.
The Florida version shirt. Bought it when it first opened and wore it one time somewhere. And then I brought it to Hawaii and I wore it in Hawaii and threw it on today or tonight.
So when you were in Hawaii, did anybody recognize it? Did anybody say, oh, Bucky's?
I don't recall. I think one person said something about it. But, yeah, and you know, they automatically associate it with Texas, which I have a Texas flag swimsuit. So people thought we were from Texas anyway. Every time I wore that, you know, swimsuit with the red and the white and then the blue with the star, it looks like a Texas flag. So people knew we were from Texas anyway, even though we're not or I'm not. And yeah, always a conversation piece.
Well, speaking of Texas, your spouse's team, the Dallas Cowboys, are in the playoffs, and of course the Giants are in the playoffs as well.
And the Dolphins are in the playoffs, and the Tampa yeah. Bay Buccaneers and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So yeah, all the teams that this house roots for, except for the Jets, and I rarely root for the Jets. Mark Gastineau is not the team anyway.
Do you have a dog in the race? I know you don't normally, but I mean, would you pick one? Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I always like the way the Giants do things. You know, last time they won the Super Bowl, their record was like 7-9,
right?
And they were a wild card, and they made it all the way, and they beat the Patriots.
Yep.
So I like the way they do it. I would like to see Tampa or the Giants win. The Jaguars, I don't know who they playing. They're playing the Chargers,
the
right?
Jaguars so play the they Chargers, might, yes, in Jacksonville.
So they might get past the wild card round, right?
Yeah.
So, but then who would they play? I think they would end up playing Kansas City in the long run, right?
Because they would be the lower team. That's correct.
Yeah. So if they made it to the division playoff, maybe against the Chiefs, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah,
be nice. I'd like to see Jaguars, but you know, is Tom Brady is his head in the game, or is he still mentally screwed up because of his ex-wife or wife, whatever the hell it is?
I think that's what's going on. Yeah, exactly.
So, is he man enough or player enough to be able to get beyond that this weekend? Who knows? Right. And he's playing the Cowboys. So
Monday night game.
Is it a Monday night game?
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
I know I'd like to
I know people that are going to the Jaguars game tomorrow night, Saturday night, and I know the same people going to the Tampa game on Monday night. They're going two games in the weekend there. It must be nice.
Right? Hot shot. Probably no kids, right?
Oh, no. Well, so, yeah, no. One of them has kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I used to roll like that. I used to like doing shit like that, crazy shit. Anyway.
You know what? Was it yesterday? Pre-sale for the Eagles, the band. Pre-sale was yesterday. And I had the password and everything. 10 o'clock came. I kind of went online, got into the queue and all that, came up. And I'm like, okay, floor tickets. $247 for a floor ticket. Like, yeah, it's not bad, not bad. But it's not what I want to spend. I go up to the first bowl, $247 for the first bowl. I'm like, really? No. Because figure 240, two tickets, $500. And then another $100 plus for all their bullshit fees. I'm like, okay, $600 for two tickets? Pass. Click. Yeah. Couldn't believe it. $600 for two tickets to go see the Eagles.
Back in my day, Sonny, let me tell you how much the tickets were. Used to go to Specs Music and stand outside in the cold rain for them to open up the next day. And then they were hard tickets. If your Specs ran out of tickets, you had to go to another record store. There were no digitally printed tickets on demand.
Yeah, the first Motley Crue concert I went to, Madison Square Garden, I actually scalped the ticket. It was not on the floor, and it was $25. And, of course, we jumped on the floor, and we hung out on the floor. And I threw a chair at a security guard. But that's besides the point.
And so it begins. All right, we are out of time here. We are out of time.
Yep.
So, good show, 158.
Yep.
I don't know what to tease for the next show. You know what? For the next show for 159, we'll tease some of the shenanigans at concerts and events and places over the years. How about that? There you go.
We'll start at the Kiss concert at the Brennan Byrne Arena.
There you go.
Go all the way through. What was the last concert I saw? Oh, it was Motley, Def Leppard. That debacle. God, so much rain. Couldn't believe it.
All right. Make sure you subscribe and like and notifications and all that
Tell
stuff.
A friend.
Buy
a t-shirt.
All right. We'll see you in 159. That's it.
Take care, folks. Ciao.